Last Sunday, I was reading the Sunday Times and came across an article titled, Why Many Young Singaporeans Expect $1 million Inheritance from Their Parents, written by Tan Wee Boon. This article touched on a very real issue in Singapore today, inheritance properties, and how some children already assume they will inherit their parents' $1 million home. This immediately brings me to a topic very close to my heart. Should you keep a property for your children, or should you sell it while you're still alive? In today's video, I want to share with you how to manage your most important asset before you kick the bucket. Here, let's assume money not enough, and you are currently staying in the 3-room HDB flat. The situation is very straightforward. You should consider a 2-room flexi flat if cash flow is tight. At the end of the day, you finish spending the money for your old age. Your children may not receive much, and that's just the reality. Let's say now you're staying in a bigger HDB flat or even a private property. Then I think you should prioritize your own need first. Sell the property and right size. For example, if you're currently staying in an executive flat, you can easily move to a 4-room HDB flat in the same town. In this case, you can easily free up $300,000 to even $400,000 for retirement. However, if you own a private property and move to a humble HDB flat, you can easily encash $1 million or more, depending on location, type, and so on. These are my rough figures based on the transaction I've handled. Let's say you already have enough retirement funds. Cash is already set aside, will drafted, but deep down, you're very worried. Will your children fight over your asset? Will they go to court? Will they argue whether to keep or demolish the house? This is surely a big headache when you are no longer around. Here, ask yourself two very important questions. Question 1. Are your children genuinely taking care of your interests? Or are they just eyeing your asset? Question 2. Are your children on good terms with each other? Here, let me give you 3 different scenarios. First scenario, if both answers are positive, congratulations, you can go in peace. Your children will manage your affair properly according to your will. Second scenario, if first answer is good, but second is shaky, I strongly suggest you to sell the property while you still have mental capacity. Go and write signs and use part of your money for yourself. Maybe donate some away and leave a smaller value asset for them to split accordingly or to fight it out. You don't worry, they will still get something, but you also tell them that you're still in control and call the shots. Third scenario, if both answers are negative, 卖图了, faster call me, sell the property early and cash out. Decide yourself what to do with the money. Spend it, bless it, or donate all to charity. And not forgetting, draft a solid will and consider leaving asset to charitable or religious causes. In this case, your children live with almost nothing, and hopefully they wake up their freaking ideas. Like I always say, 如果你有好孩子, 留多一点给他们, 如果你有细菌啊, 老几把后料, 别可惜我哪里追, you say I talk sense or not? Well, for legal matters, please consult a lawyer on will and legacy planning. If you want general guidance, you can visit this government website, My Legacy. It covers end-of-life planning, will, inheritance, and estate management. Very useful. Please go and check it out yourself. By the way, I'm also appointed as an executor for some of my clients. I'm very humbled to gain the trust of them, not only in managing their asset, but also their estate. Here, let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. I would love to hear your views too.